Despite the US-imposed blockade, now in its 44th year, the situation in Cuba is improving, and it now has Venezuela as a trading partner. While the Venezuelan ambassador could not attend due to illness, Ambassador Eliana Nunez Mordosh, deputy representative of the Cuban mission to the United Nations, spoke proudly of the gains made in this past year and reaffirmed the ideals of the Cuban Revolution.
Cuba celebrates this significant date with a commitment to continue striving for a world of peace, respect, cooperation, and right to development for all the peoples. We also condemn the use of force and pressure by imperialist powers against sovereign states. Back in 1953, hunger, malnutrition, poverty, and homelessness reigned supreme on the island. Half a century later, we can confirm to the young men and women of the centennial generation that their sacrifice was not in vain. The Cuban Revolution can proudly show its social and economic programs, which ensure real inclusion of all citizens in the process of changes in the society and create the conditions to improve the living standards of all Cubans without distinction of sex, race, or religion.
Last year, the Cuban economy enjoyed an 11% rate of growth, its highest since the revolution. Its unemployment rate is 2.3%. Its infant mortality and life expectancy rates compete with those in developed countries. One out of 37 Cubans is a teacher. Ambassador Nunez says Cuba wants to use its knowledge to help other nations.
The Cuban method to teach how to read and write, called Yo Si Puedo, I Can Do It, has been applied in more than 15 countries, showing excellent results. The international team, medical specialists in disasters and epidemic, constituted by our country, has already aided victims of natural disaster and saved life in Pakistan, Guatemala, Bolivia, and Indonesia. The Cuba-Venezuela project called Operación Milagro, Operation Miracle, to provide free eye care for poor patients, has already treated almost 1 million people from Latin America and the Caribbean.
The Bush administration is, of course, not impressed. But Cuba's international relations strategy is starting to pay off. It was recently elected to the new United Nations International Human Rights Council by a two-third majority. After 53 years, apparently, Cuba still defiantly stands as an alternative to capitalism.
Cuba will never stop fighting. We are confident a better world is possible. Long live July 26th. Freedom for the five. Long live the friendship among the people. Hasta la victoria, ti siempre. Thank you very much.
The young revolutionaries of Moncada are now known as the Centennial Generation, who struggled so that others may be free. The Cuban Five, a group of men who infiltrated Cuban exile organizations in Florida and revealed their criminal intentions, are now also considered a new generation of patriots by supporters of Cuba. During their first trial in Miami over 8 years ago, they explained their actions by stating that they had left their families in Cuba to help prevent a terror plot against their country. After a panel of judges voided their convictions last year, the Justice Department appealed. Attorney Leonard Weinglass shared startling developments, which he says support their cause.